What's up, team? So today it's going to be maybe more of a higher level episode. We're going to discuss hiring sales people, hiring a sales team. It's going to be relevant, I would say, for two main people. One, if you're looking to hire a sales team or hire some closers or some setters or some dialers. And secondly, if you are a setter, a closer, or a dialer and you're looking for a role. So what I'm going to do firstly is I'm going to outline an overview of what I have been doing for the last year or two with some of the biggest names in the industry, and what I've been doing in my own business and what I've been doing for some clients of mine at a very high level. Now, some of you know, some of you don't know, that I had a fitness business. I sold it. We made millions of dollars over a period of time. We navigated onto LinkedIn, which was super successful. We were selling $7,500 programs. We eventually started running ads on LinkedIn, which I'll discuss in a later episode. And I passed that business off to my COO, or head closer at the time, very similar to what Alex Hormozy did with Caleb. In Gym Launch, and I've exited and I've gone on to grow and scale the B2B businesses and also consult at a really high level. So our B2B helps fitness professionals, or well, generally started being fitness professionals, now is anyone who wants to sell anything anywhere on LinkedIn. So that's where that is. In terms of a sales course, we have started, created, we've set that up. It is the Apollo Sales Academy. If you want any information around that, you can click the link below. It is for either people who want to start to become closers, they want to leave their 9-to-5, and also coaches or fitness professionals who want to learn how to sell properly. Now, during that period of time, obviously going into other businesses as sales director, head sales director, sales manager, I've really dialed in a good process around recruiting. And I want to explain to a lot of you out there who eventually want to take a step back from your business. And the reason I believe I'm a good person to teach people how to do that is because if you look around in the industry, there are not a huge amount of people who have grown a business to multiple seven figures, who have removed themselves successfully in the fitness space, who no longer coach and no longer take calls, and literally just take a 15-minute meeting once a day to assess the data from the team. And I did that for about 3 or 4 years. It's a very long time since I've coached anyone in the fitness space, and a very long time since I've taken a sales call. I was able to scale the business to that level. Now, the only reason I was able to do that was because I was able to hire a good and train a good sales team. Before you get to train them, now don't expect that someone's going to walk into your business and be amazing, because that won't happen. It's going to take a lot of time and you're going to lose a lot of money in the process of training people up. But over the last few years, I have coached on a personal level, consulted with some, you know, very successful fitness businesses, and I've helped their CEOs to take a step back from taking sales calls. And one of the main ways in doing that is having a good, robust recruiting, hiring, onboarding, and training process for closers, so that the CEO can take a step back and it's not fully reliant on the CEO making the sales. I'm currently working with a small number of people. Right now we're doing that, and I thought it would be good for you to, for all of you listening, to understand how that happens. So I'm going to paint the picture. And I'm actually speaking about one or two clients that I'm currently working with, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about their business. So, and they're roughly in the same place. So we have two different businesses. One, they're running LinkedIn ads under my guidance, and we'll talk about that in another episode potentially. The second is it's generally organic or referrals. Now, they're both making anything from 50 to 100K a month, and the CEO in both businesses is taking all of the calls, or was until recently. And the goal is to allow the business to run and continue to make significant money without the CEOs. And the way you do that is obviously hiring closers in. So what you need to do really is you hire a closer in, or a few closers in, and generally both businesses have dialers also. You hire a closer in, And during that period of time, you're training that individual up, you're teaching them how to sell and all of those things. Now, here's some kind of checkpoints that are really important. It's really important that you have a robust sales process that can be followed rather than you just getting on a call and knowing about the business, because knowing about the business is great, but you can't teach someone to be you. It's not that easy. So what you need is something like a pitch deck or a structure to follow. If you've been through the LinkedIn blueprint below, or click the link below, or you've been on the sales training below, if you click the link, you will see there's loads of free trainings on what I mean by a pitch deck or a pitch doc. That standardizes the sales process. And that allows when you do hire someone in, they're able to follow this structure that's a lot easier for them rather than just trying to be you on a sales call and having a conversation whichever way it flows. So we look at recruiting, and I'll discuss the recruiting element in a minute, and then we slowly integrate that person into the team. Now, what we don't do is we don't go, hey, I'm CEO, I'm taking 100% of calls, and now I'm going to hire someone in and I'll take 75% and they take 25. That's not how it works. What happens is, as the CEO, you should continue to take the same volume of calls and you try and increase the call booking volume so the spillover goes to your closer, so you're not actually losing money or sacrificing money. If anything, if they make money, it's now a bonus and you're making more money than you would have before. Makes sense. As that happens and as that starts to stick, you then can go, okay, this person can take calls, this person can make money, this person can close. You may need to tailor your pitch, you may need to decrease your price point so they can stick at that level. And when they start to make sales, you can then slowly increase their volume so that essentially crosses over into your calls and you can take less calls and the business makes the same, if not more money. So that's a general process. Then as you do that over time, generally this can take, I mean, you can do it very quickly, but I would like to do this over 3 to 4 month period. Generally, you know, professionals are, depending on the space, have hired me, come in normally for like 12 weeks. I build this out and I help them go through this process. I help them to recruit, to hire, to train, to create the pitch deck and all of these things. If you're in the fitness space, some of the people that I'm working with currently, you would absolutely know they've got millions of followers and they're doing really, really well. So very successful businesses do this. And if you're out there and you're a CEO and it's just you, first of all, if you're coaching all of your clients, that's something that you need to change first before you look at hiring a closer, in my opinion, because there's no point in you saying that you're too busy to take calls when you're coaching, which is a way less valuable task long term. That can be outsourced way sooner. So the things you should be outsourcing pretty soon, for me, it would be coaching first, then it would be the booking of calls, then it would be the closing of calls, and then you're basically just walking around thinking every day, managing a team, which sounds easy, but it really isn't. Managing people is the hardest thing, I believe. So that's the process. Now, how do we go through the recruitment element? Now, if you're listening to this and you're a closer or you're someone who wants a role or a job, this is going to be useful for you. It's also going to be useful for you if you're looking, where on earth would I find someone to take calls for me? So let's go at it this way. There's probably 1, 2, 3. Let's say 4 types of people you could hire, okay? You could hire a coach that's already in your business. You could hire a client that has or is in your business. You could hire a friend that you trust, a family member that you trust, or you can outsource a professional. Now, the friend would be not a good idea. The client is actually a really good idea, provided that you believe that they will be able to learn how to sell at a pretty high level. If not, that doesn't mean it's a bad idea, even if they're terrible at sales. You can teach them to be pretty good at sales, and then that will suffice at least for now until you go and you know, you hire a professional. It's also good to get your coaches to actually learn how to sell, because there will be times in the business where they need to resell people for your coaches. Or clients. So just reconfirm, the 4 places you can go. You can hire a professional, you can hire a friend, you can hire a client, you can hire a coach. So let's just remove the friend from the equation because that's a really bad idea. So you can hire a coach. That would be a pretty good idea, and that you could hire a client. Now, the coach and the clients will know your business, what you do, better than anyone. You just need to identify one of these people who have a good ability to sell or a want to sell, and that they don't have a really poor relationship with rejection. Because if they do, generally speaking, let's just go into psychology for a second. If you're listening to this and you want to learn how to sell, but you have a really poor relationship with rejection and you take rejection quite seriously, or you're self-conscious, or you have, let's say, I'm not going to say mental health issue sounds drastic, but if you don't, if you go through periods of not feeling great about yourself often, sales is really not for you, unfortunately. That's my opinion. I'm sorry to white label or just label you with that, but I just wouldn't hire someone. I would hire you for loads of other areas of my business, but from as a salesperson, it's probably not where you should be. And if you are that sort of person and you're running your own business, taking your own calls, then this episode is for you, because this will show you how you can hire people who have a better relationship with rejection than you. Because unfortunately, my friends, sales is just rejection. It's really just applied human psychology that normally ends up in a lot of no's. And if that's the case, then taking loads of sales calls can really affect your mental health, can really affect how you feel about yourself and your business, and just spiral everything out of control. And then it's not a productive business. So if that's the case, you need to listen to this episode a few times and figure out how you can hire and recruit better closers. So they're the four main areas. So let's eliminate friends. Let's look at clients and coaches as a good opportunity, provided that A, they're nice people, they're good to speak to, they're okay with the feeling of, you know, being rejected every now and then. That could be a good fit. The fourth is hiring someone who is a professional or someone who is looking to close. Now, this is where you guys come in as closers, because if you're listening to this and you're a closer, then I strongly advise you go through the free training that is linked below, and get hold of me, send me a message on IG and say, hey, I'm interested in being a closer. Why? Because I have hundreds of fitness professionals that are looking for closers all the time. And it's very easy for me to connect you with them. So if that's you, great. If you're a coach and you're listening to this, I also have hundreds of closers that are messaging me all the time looking for roles. So what I've been looking to do over the next period of time is to do a little bit of matchmaking and try and help people, be it a coach, get a closer involved, or be it a closer, train you up to obviously go into someone else's team. Now, I want to tell you how I would go through this process and how I am going through this process on a daily basis. I would have closers reach out to me, or I would reach out to them and I would say, hey, this is a role. Are you interested in learning to make money online, or have you closed it before? What's your experience? And then when they show interest, I basically get them in a conversation and I will say, generally, I like to get on a group interview first, with, let's say, a dozen people, and I will get a gauge of who's serious, who's cool, who can speak, who knows what they're talking about. I will ask them what courses they have done before. And if they haven't, well, then I would recommend that they go and do one. There can be courses from 5K to 10K to 15K. We're actually running a course right now for a sales course, which I'm going to mention later on, and it's probably the cheapest thing I've ever done. The reason I'm doing it is because I want to get a lot of testimonials through it. It works out, I think, at £997 for 12 weeks or £1,500 for 6 months to learn how to sell, learn how to close. If you're watching this episode and it is not November, then it'll probably be way more expensive. So apologies if you listen to this back and it's like 5K, 10K. That's just how it works. But if you're listening to this in November or December, it is very likely before the end of the year that you'll be able to get in on one of those price points. And I'll put the link to the course below. But essentially what that is me training people how to sell, personally me training them on calls every week with a course. You can click the link. I don't want to waste your time telling you what's involved. You can click the link and have a look. But it's probably one of the best things I've put together. So generally, I'll ask people, have they done a course like that? And once they have, I'll go, cool, here is a Loom video of how my business works, what I sell, who we sell to, and what the price point is. Can you review this Loom video and give me a Loom video back answering these few questions? And then, believe it or not, half the people can't even do that. So that eliminates half the people. Then you go, cool, these people have answered these questions and I'm going to pick the top 3, 4, or 5 people to jump on a first interview with. And then you jump on a call and you interview those people and then you go through that process. And then ideally what you would do is you would give them some tasks to do or some mock calls to go away and do, or maybe to have some mock calls with each other. And then you send the recording back, or they send the recording back to you, and then you review it, and then you will probably pick the last 2 or 3 for a final interview. Now, this sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. And I've lost millions of dollars by hiring the wrong people to take sales. My strong recommendation is that you go through this process and you do it correctly. If you're not in the blueprint, I would have a look in the blueprint because it will give you a good perspective of how you would lay out, a pitch deck and an offer and all of those things. And if you have any other questions, obviously reach out to me. So just to summarize, if you are looking for a closer to close for your business, there are 4 people that you should look at. A, friends, don't do it. B, a coach in your business, only do it if you think they've got a good relationship with rejection and they're probably going to be good at sales long term. 3, a client, of course, or an ex-client. And again, they need to be okay with rejection and you need to think that they at least have longevity in that role. 4 is you try and hire a professional. And there's places you can go. You can go to Indeed, you can go to LinkedIn, you can put up a job post on Facebook, you can put up a job post on LinkedIn, you can go into Facebook groups, you can do all of those things. Or you could reach out to me if that's something you're interested in. You can reach out to me on Instagram at SpearmanChris and just say, hey, what's up? Looking for a closer. I heard you mention X, Y, and Z, and I can tell you a few places where to go, or I may have someone who I think is really, really good. And on the flip side of the coin, if you are a closer, then you go through the link below and it will, show you how you can get involved in some of our sales training, or you can reach out to me personally and ask, do I know anyone who you can be placed with? But generally speaking, the process then, just to summarize, is that you send a Loom video of your business, your offer. You get them to send back a Loom video of why they would be a good fit. Having done that, you get the top 5, let's say, to a first interview. You interview them. Then you ideally get them to go away and do some homework, get them to do some objection breaking, using your offer as a reference. And then you would probably have a final interview with 2 to 3 people. And generally you would hire 2 for a week, a trial week, see how they get on, or a trial month. And then you would release 1 after that period of time if they were not good. And if they're both good, great. And that's generally it. Just a few tips before you guys go. Here's some things. It is not difficult to find a world-class closer. That's going to sound strange, but I promise you it is not difficult. They're everywhere. What's difficult is being able to pay them enough to stay in your offer and not somewhere else's. An example, if you ask me to close for your business would probably go through the roof. It would take off, but you couldn't pay me enough to do it. There's no percentage of your business that I would, even if you gave me 100% of the sales, it probably still wouldn't be worth my time. So my point is, you can find some amazing closers, but it's not hard to find them. It's about paying them enough to stay. So if your offer isn't good, then you'll struggle to get someone else to sell it at a level that will keep them there. Because again, if you're paying them 10%, let's just say you're selling your offer and you're making 10K a month. If you were to get, let's say you're making 10K a month, 5K is new sales, 5K is back-end sales. If you're to hire a closer and give them 10% of the 5K front-end sales, they're only making 500 a month. No good closer is going to do that. So you need to get your business to a level where you can afford to pay people enough to stay. That's the hardest part. That's why most of you listening to this, if you're a fitness coach, you're stuck between, I'm making okay money, but nowhere near enough to get someone else to take my calls. So that jump is generally where I come in. I help coaches in let's say in that range to take their sales and their offer to the next level. So they are making 20, 30, 40, 50K a month, and then they can bring someone in at that point. And then obviously that person is then making, you know, 2K, 3K, 4K, 5K commission. So that's a pretty good start. I'm going to talk maybe about some LinkedIn ads in the next few episodes, because we do have a lot of value to share there. And I think that could be useful as time progresses. Anyway, I hope that's useful. Obviously, I'm going to try and do a few more episodes, you know, a little bit more frequently. The downloads are going through the roof. I think we've got maybe 2 million downloads overall at this point. Obviously, the podcast is now specifically geared towards LinkedIn and sales and high ticket sales and things like that. So all recommendations that you guys send me on Instagram is, massively useful. And we will see you guys in the next episode. Peace.